Welcome to our webinar on long COVID. I'm Dr. Helen Burstyn, CEO of the Council of Medical Specialty Societies, a coalition of 55 specialty societies representing almost 1 million physicians and healthcare professionals committed to advancing the expertise and collective voice of specialty societies in support of physicians and the patients we serve. This project on long COVID education, engagement, and care management was supported by a cooperative agreement funded by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Today, I'm thrilled to be here with Michael Sievert to engage in a brief discussion and share the patient experience with primary care physicians. Michael is policy advisor and patient advocate with the Patient-Led Research Collaborative on Long COVID, dedicated to conducting research to improve the quality of life for those with long COVID. We've had some amazing interactions with the PLRC over the years, and really especially pleased to speak with you today, Michael. He was also one of the first patients enrolled in the NIH intramural studies of long COVID, and previously he spent 4 decades working in science, policy, and oversight, including at the National Science Foundation. So you really do bring the dual voice as well of patient, science, researcher. Michael, let's get started. I'd love to first, you're talking to primary care clinicians today.
Right.
I'd love your thoughts. Tell us about your long COVID presentation initially, what you learned, and what's been your experience with the healthcare system?
Yeah, so my experience goes back to March of 2020. I was in the first wave of COVID, and when I wasn't getting better after my initial infection, there wasn't a lot of information. The symptoms I developed then are the ones I pretty much still have today. It's fatigue, dizziness, nausea, brain fog, the post-social malaise, the crashing after exercise, as well as some food sensitivities and other issues. And so in those early days, spring 2020 to summer 2020, I felt very fortunate that I found the online support groups like Body Politic. And what was really valuable was that people who'd had ME/CFS for years had reached out to those groups and said, okay, we know what you're going through. This is what's happening. That initially wasn't that well received by my primary care provider. He's skeptical. But what turned things around for me was enrolling in that NIH study, and suddenly there was this huge stamp of validation. Oh, this is real. Let's do something about this. And so that was the real paradigm shift for me, or in getting care and establishing a relationship with my providers.
That's great. Yeah, that was a really important piece of the puzzle here, was actually getting an enterprise like NIH really engaged in this, in addition to all the phenomenal work that the Patient-Led Research Collaborative has done. What would be your message to primary care clinicians who want to improve their care for patients with long COVID?
There are a few things. One of the first is to recognize that you're probably going to need to view this as an ongoing relationship. I like to think of my primary care provider as my navigator. She's the person who is my always my sounding board, but it is often not doing the prescriptions and other things, but she's helping me find specialists and develop a network of providers that can really help me and, again, help me navigate whatever I'm going through. For me, I was really pleased that when I brought information to my providers, they would look at it. They weren't just dismissing it. They said, oh, just, they weren't saying, oh, you went to Dr. Google. No, if I brought good information to them, they used it. And I know a lot of providers aren't always comfortable with that, but I was very happy that I was able to establish that kind of relationship with my providers.
Yeah, and it sounds like having that ongoing relationship with your provider in advance obviously was critical. And then obviously a trusting relationship where you were able to bring your perspective to the table, and obviously helping that person, helping to navigate across specialists is key. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Michael. This is really helpful. And for more information and resources, please visit the CMSS website at cmss.org. Thank you.